giving Jesus all its joys are but a name, but his love abideth there.
Let's continue to sing. Consider this wonderful love of God that we've been hearing about. Oh, praise God. First verse again.
Oh,
What a wonderful prayer. More love to thee, Jesus. I know every one of us feel tonight that we need to love Jesus more. As he has been revealing his love to us, that's just the natural response. Lord, you love me with an everlasting love. You love me with an unshakable love. And my love for you is so changeable, so weak at times. But, oh God, if you can give me more love for yourself, if you can put that love that you have for me into my heart so that I could love you like that, then I know that I belong to you and you belong to me. Praise God. What did Jesus say to Peter? We heard about it last night. Peter, do you love me? How much do you love me, Peter? More than these? We heard tonight, do we love Jesus more than anything the world has to offer us? Any of its pleasures, its joys, its thrills? Are we willing to grieve the Holy Spirit in order to enjoy those pleasures in our life? Or is our love for Jesus such that we don't want to do anything to grieve him? Ever? Well, God can do that for us. And that comes as we get a sight of his love for us. It's all about Calvary. That's where we see the love of God demonstrated. We need to pray, Lord, give me a sight of Calvary. Help me to understand in a way that I've never been able to grasp what love was demonstrated for me when Jesus gave his all on Calvary for me. You know, there's something about Calvary that grips your heart, that fills you with wonder. And that's where we see God's love best, at Calvary. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and gave himself, his Son, to be the propitiation for our sins. And then he goes on and says, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. And that's the other part of Brother Bill's talk to us. When we get filled with the love of God, then we've got to. It's got to pour out on others in practical ways. Praise God. And that's how God causes his love to spread out in the world and to reach those that are in such desperate need of knowing him. Praise God. And so we need to pray tonight, Lord, I give my love to you in exchange for your love. Lord, my love is nothing, but your love for me, that's everything. And if I could love you with that love, there's no telling how you could be glorified in my life. And so as God fills us with his love, as God reveals his love to us, as God makes us to know how precious we are to him, and what a great price he was willing to pay for your love, for you, that he might fill you with his love, then we're going to lose all love for the world. It's going to lose its attraction. God's going to lift us above all of that, and God's going to make us to see how empty is the world and all of its pleasures, and how rich and how glorious and precious is the love of Jesus for me. Praise God. And so if you're struggling, and we all do at times, if you're struggling with temptation, if the world allures you, if it draws you away from the things of God, let's spend some time at the feet of Jesus tonight and let Jesus fill us with his love. Praise God. Oh, Jesus. To love you more is to understand better your love for me, to receive it into my life. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which he has given unto us. And so, fill me with your Spirit, Lord, and reveal that love of Jesus in my heart, and let me love you by the Holy Ghost and by the love that you yourself give. Praise God. Let's sing one more song in closing, and that's number 40, My Jesus, I Love Thee. Praise God. And then we'll spend some time just opening our hearts and dealing with God and letting him bring us into a more intimate love for him. Praise God. Number 40. Let's stand together as we sing. Tonight, let's tell Jesus we love him, and then let him tell us how much he loves us. Oh, Jesus, we worship you. Glory, glory, glory. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Oh, but I want to love you more, Jesus. I want to know your love, Lord. Oh, in its fullness, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come and pour that love into our hearts tonight, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you for speaking to us tonight, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for speaking to us again about your great love for us. Lord, we pray that you'll keep talking to us and ministering to us along these lines until we get hold of it somehow, until it possesses our souls and possesses our beings in a way that it never has before, Lord, until that fire of heavenly love is burning brightly in our hearts, Lord. Jesus, we thank you for your great love. We don't understand it, but we thank you for it, Lord, and we receive it. We believe in your love. We accept it, Lord. not because we're worthy, Jesus, but because you are love and you are merciful, Jesus. And Lord, we just want to open our hearts to you tonight, Lord. Yes. Get our eyes off of ourselves. Yes. Get our eyes off of others. And get a sight of Jesus that will cause us to fall deeply in love with him. Lord, we claim that tonight. Lord, keep working. Lord, this is what you're after, Lord. Don't give us any rest until we find our rest in your love. Oh, we thank you for it, Jesus. Amen and amen. Now we'll sing that last verse and then we'll close the meeting. Those that would like to, just wait on God. You feel that the Holy Spirit isn't through with you yet, then give him time. And let God finish up what he had in mind for us today. In mansions of glory and endless sea high, I'll ever adore thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing with a bitter you. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, so I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus come, Jesus come, Jesus come. Hallelujah.
Praise God. There are some verses in the Bible you don't know whether they're promises or commands, and sometimes they're both. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, with all thy might, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Jesus says that's the command, the two greatest commandments. But God turns those commands into promises. If you give yourself to Jesus, and you let him have his way in your life, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart. How can that be? Jesus can bring that about. All thy soul, all thy might, all thy strength, and you will be enabled to love your neighbor as yourself. Praise God. And so we want to obey the command and we want to claim the promise. Jesus, Lord, fulfill your word in me. Oh God, make me perfect in love, to fulfill in love, to love you as you deserve to be loved, in a way that you yourself are worthy of. Oh, Jesus, make that our passion, make that our goal. Lord, we pray that you'll make us determined to experience that love and to that degree, and never be satisfied with anything less. Take out all of the love of the world from us, Jesus. Take it out of us. As we heard and pray tonight already, burn it out of our hearts, we pray. Let your fire purge away all the dross, all that is unworthy of you, Lord. Forgive us where we have deceived ourselves and we pursued other lovers. But Jesus, we know that you are our one true love, and you call us tonight. Called us so clearly, so tenderly, Lord. And Jesus, we hear that call, and we do want to follow. Oh, praise God.
I hear it. and